Thank you for calling Legal Super, the super fund for Australia's legal community. For fund information, like our ABN and USI number, or to join Legal Super, please press 1. If you are a member, press 2. If you are an employer, press 3. If you are a financial advisor, press 4. To hear these options again, please hold while we transfer you to a customer service consultant. Your call may be recorded for quality and training purposes. We value your privacy. Any information gathered during this call will be held in accordance with our privacy policy, found at legalsuper.com.au. Please keep in mind the advice we can provide you is general in nature and does not take into account your objectives, financial situation or needs. During this call, this policy also applies to any third party you choose to assist you on your behalf.
Welcome to Legal Super. You're speaking to Rob. How can I help you?
Hi, Rob. My name's Amy. I'm calling from Oakview Financial. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good, thank you. I have a bit of an inquiry today. It can be a general one, though. I'll just kind of explain the situation and then why I'm calling. We have a mutual client, or I guess had a mutual client, who closed her Legal Super account by accident. Now, the funds only left the account today. I understand that that means that the fund is closed and normally there's no reinstatement or reopening possible for a closed account. However, if the super fund that was supposed to receive those funds was able to reject the money and send it back to Legal Super, would that in any way reopen the account for her? Or is there any way, like, because it's an accident and because it's only like today that it happened, is there any way that we could get this account reopened at all, like with an escalation or anything?
Let me think.
Sorry, I know it's a bit of an odd one. She just called us in a bit of a panic and we're trying to figure it out.
Not an odd one. I'll just double check. I mean, I believe the answer is no, but I may as well just, I haven't had this sort of inquiry for a while. It's actually been a year or two before I've had this inquiry, so maybe I should make sure. Bear with me.
Yeah, no worries.
So you've confirmed that the account's definitely closed?
Yeah, I actually just got off the phone with some of your colleagues like 2 minutes ago, and then I realized I didn't ask this question, so I figured I'd call back and just get that clarity just in case. I can give you the member number if you do need. I do have a third party with it, even though it's,
no,
I guess, closed.
That's okay. We don't really need that.
I figured.
Okay, so I'm asking the question. I'll just bear with me. I'll just have to wait for a response and see whether the how long it takes for the team to come back. We're basically hoping that they've changed their process because this used to be a very clear no. But as I said, it's been a year or two, so bear with me. Hopefully they're not too slow with the response. Was there any other questions, or this is pretty much it?
Pretty much it for now.
Yeah, fair enough. No response yet from the team.
That's okay.
Hopefully we get one soon.
No worries, we'll hold on. While we're waiting, can I actually pull up the client file? I have a couple of questions regarding the premiums that were previously paid, if that's okay.
Sure. Membership number?
416-327-91.
And the member's first and last name?
Diana Dolly.
And also need the member's date of birth and address.
11th of the 8th, 1981, and 5 Webbs Avenue, Taylor Hill, Victoria, 3037.
Okay, and your name and where you're calling from again?
Amy Farrow, and I'm calling from Oakview Financial.
I was speaking to Diana when she...
Oh, are you?
Yeah. Obviously, we can get in touch with the other fund in time. Anyway.
When she explained it, she did, but then she went on to her ATO and did something else again. So it was just a bit of a mess around. She didn't really understand what was going on, unfortunately. Yeah. Can I ask in regards to the policy that was on this account, when the next premium was due to come out of the account, if you can see it there?
Premiums are always deducted at the end of the month. So unless, of course, the account's closed, in which case it would be charged when it's closed. Because the normal date would be the last business Friday of the calendar month, whenever that may be. Last business Friday of the calendar month. So as an example, in June it would have been charged on the 27th of June, but because this account's closed on the 14th being today, it would have been charged today.
Okay, so because of that, is there any, like, obviously I know you're still waiting on an answer, but because the premium is still paid, technically the insurance policy is still in force. If the money was while you're asking all the questions, if the money was transferred back and set up a new account, is there any way to, like, transfer the same insurance policy that she had with the same in-force date, same cover amounts to the new account due to the fact that she, like, she's already paid the premium for the month?
Well, hang on a minute. I'm actually getting a response to the answer. So let's
that's okay.
Do that first, because that may be better. Ah, okay. There you go. So we actually had a similar case with this just recently.
Mm-hmm.
So we can use that as a test case. So we're able to potentially reopen the account with the approval of the trustee, but we aren't able to reinstate the insurance cover.
Even though the premium's been paid for the month, though?
Hasn't been paid for the month, though. It's only been paid up until the day that it's cancelled, so it's today. So, therefore...
Oh, because does it pay... so it pays for the, not the coming month, but it pays for the, okay, alrighty.
Because it hasn't paid yet.
And so I'm assuming based on that, there's no kind of leeway there to fight for it, any escalation that we could do in any way?
Well, we can always try, I suppose. I just know that I've literally just had, we've just had a case come back where the, I believe that the trustee approved the reopening of an account, but the insurance cover was rejected by the insurer.
Okay.
We can always, I suppose, try to get like an approval, but if this is using this as a previous case, it's probably going to have a similar thing. Not only that, the trustee has the option to say what they like about the account being reopened as well. So just because they may have approved the other one doesn't mean that they would approve this case. And usually means as well that the with the reinstatement of the insurance cover, the insurer is pretty, I suppose you could say, while it is still case by case, it's probably very likely to go down the same path. But we're always happy to attempt it.
Okay. And if the policy, just from my own knowledge, if the, not the policy, sorry, the rollover, like the Hub 24 rejected the rollover and was able to get the $20,000 back to you guys, how would that go about? Would that actually just automatically open an account, or would it reject, or how would we be able to make sure that that goes into the reopened account? How would we go about doing that?
So what would need to happen is we'd need to wait for this account to be reopened first, if that's what we go down, if that's the path we go down, and then have it rolled over, because otherwise it'll sort of roll over to us, and I suppose there's a chance we'd just go back and say, account's no longer active.
Okay, so, and to reopen the account,
They may hang on, they may hold on to the funds, but probably also likely that they'll just send it
reject it. Okay, and how do we reopen the account, or like attempt to get approval to reopen the account?
So that would be with the insurer. The insurer. That would be the insurance cover is where we get the approval for the insurance. The trustee. So we need to go to our trustee to get approval for that.
And would that just be like an email to you guys, or is there like an application?
Yeah, basically an email.
Okay.
So we mail at legalsuper.com.au. We'd need to have like a...
mail at legalsuper, was it?
Yeah, mail at legalsuper.com.au.
Yep.
Being a TPA, though, you would have access to information. You can't change anything on an account, so therefore it needs to come from the member.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but you could write it for the member, have them forward it to them, and then have them just forward it to us, because all we need really is it in the body or chain of an email.
Yeah.
And They just need to make sure that they put in 4 points of ID, being membership number, name, date of birth, address, and then obviously like a clear statement as to what happened.
Yeah.
Okay. One thing we could go through right now, though, is because obviously that goes through reopening the account. But as I said, there is a chance that they may come back and actually decline that or decline it without the insurance cover.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the other things that could be done, I suppose, would be to apply for like a new account,
mm-hmm.
rather than look at having the old account reinstated.
And I guess with that as well, because with the insurances, would it be easier to get the default cover based on a new account than reopening the previous one, if that's what we were looking at going for?
I don't know whether the default cover would be an option there, because I believe, just bear with me, I'll just double check it, but I'm pretty sure there is a clause in, because that just double remind me this. So let's have a look at this. Okay, yeah, so it's an employer sponsored account. I'm just going to look at the terms for you under the eligibility conditions. Sorry,
mm-hmm.
My tongue's decided that it wants to.
It's a Monday. Mondays, you can. You don't have to talk on a Monday. It's okay.
I totally have to work. I've got another couple of hours left. Anyway, where are we? So there are eligibility conditions, and let's read through them very quickly. So you're eligible if you have not declined nor elected not to be covered for benefits provided under any policy issued to Legal Super for benefits similar to those under the insurance policy since you last joined or rejoined Legal Super. If this condition is not met, you must submit an application to obtain cover subject to underwriting. So I believe that what I've just read,
mm-hmm.
which is on page 35 of our employer-sponsored PDS, refers to the fact that if someone has declined or elected to not be covered for benefits that are actually for a policy issued by Legal Super,
mm-hmm.
Then they would instead need to complete like a full application with underwriting involved. So,
okay.
I suppose that is an option that I suppose that it could actually look at with either case. So the if they come back and say that the account can be reopened,
mm-hmm.
but the insurer comes back and says no to the insurance cover being reinstated.
Okay.
Yeah, the only sort of option there left for them to get the insurance cover would be to go through a full medically underwritten insurance application. Or that would be the same if the member just opened up a brand new account, I think.
Okay, so
that was
the
application. So it's kind of like a one either or sort of scenario.
So with the, I guess, because it was an employer-sponsored account, yeah. Reopening or opening a new account, would she need to have to go through her employer, or would that need to be like she'd have to actually like open like a personal one? Or
no, she can still be employer-sponsored. And what would need to, the only difference there, and this may be happening now anyway, would be if the employer is paying into the existing Legal Super account.
Mm-hmm.
Which, from what I can see, when was the last contribution received? One moment. Because if they're making contributions into this account,
mm-hmm.
I don't know whether they are.
I don't think they were, because I think when she was actually going in to do, instead of doing the rollover request through the portal, she was supposed to opt in to keep her cover for the insurance cover instead, because I think she got like a lapse warning potentially.
Okay. I suppose in that case, maybe it might be more efficient to try to look at having the closed account reopened in that sort of sense. Because there would be the rigmarole of looking at the, because an employer-sponsored account with employer-sponsored cover normally does need to have, say, for instance, like an employer contributing to the account.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So obviously if she's not going to have that occur, then it may be more efficient to still go there through the path of, trying to have the trustee approve the reopening of the old account.
Okay, lots of information there. I will.
Yeah, sorry,
the team
probably
here.
Made that more complicated than it should have been, really. But we can blame Monday-itis for that again. I think at the end of the day, it would be it's up to you and the member, of course. But they can definitely have a request sent through to us to reactivate the existing account. So under that basis, you can send that email, as mentioned, or the member can, and just have, as I said, 4 points of ID for the member, a clear statement as to what happened and that it wasn't supposed to occur, and that you, the member would like to stay with Legal Super.
Yeah.
And you'd like the account to be reopened with hopefully the insurance cover reinstated, and have the money roll back to us. I think at the very best sort of circumstances, cases, what would happen is if they agreed to reopen the account to have that done, if they accept the member being reinstated for the insurance cover as well, which I'm highly doubtful of, the member would still have the gap in cover from the date that it was reinstated to the date that it was closed, or that it was closed to cancelled to the date that it was reinstated.
Mm-hmm.
If the insurance says no, then the member may need to go through like a full insurance application to have that reinstated. The insurer, the trustee, however, as I said before, if you send that email or the member sends that email, that they'll provide that initial sort of confirmation as to whether they'll reopen the account or not.
Okay. Thank you for your time, Rob. I do appreciate it. I'm going to go have a quick chat with the team and then see what Diana wants to do moving forward. So I appreciate your help, and hopefully we can figure something out.
Yeah, indeed. Indeed. Good luck with that.
Thank you.
And thanks for calling Legal Super.
Happy Monday. Thanks. Bye.
Okay. Bye.